Long Reach, British Military Quartet, Book 3. Written by Mike Lunnan Wood and read by John Telfer.
Prologue. It was theirs. Part of Guatemala. Always was, always had been. He looked out from his hilltop position, across the canopy of the rainforest into Belize, and lifted the binoculars to his eyes, sweeping them northeast towards the river and the valley. His understanding of Central American history was flawed by his patriotically biased education, and, like many army officers, he was more interested in his appearance than in things tactical. He liked clean, crisp creases, his splendid dress uniform, and the figure he cut in aviator Ray-Bans, his moustache perfectly trimmed. The girls liked it, too, and there weren't many out here, which was why he was keen to get back to Guatemala City. Two more days, and his patrol would be over. With luck, he could return to the capital, give those who might ask about his absence a knowing smile, an "I'm sorry but I can't say" look, develop the mystique a bit. But he wasn't sure. Lots of orders had been changed in the last month or so. His patrol were out behind him, men of the crack 2nd Regiment. He really should get them out here more often, he thought. Too much ceremonial duty wasn't good for elite troops. But his command didn't seem too worried about it, so why should he bother? He would rather be back in the city. He, Capitano José Biente, wasn't a lover of the forest or the rivers, but he was as vain and resplendent as any tropical bird. He had a new pair of Calvin Klein jeans, and with the white shirt knocked up by his tailor, worn open to show the spread of his chest, a cream linen jacket over his shoulders, matinee idol style, and his current girlfriend on his arm, he would look good on the plaza. He had no idea, but within a week, down in the forest below, deep inside Belize, he would meet another professional soldier, Company Sergeant Major Nandu Goreng of the 7th Duke of Edinburgh's own Gurkha Rifles, now C Company, 2nd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment. CSM Goreng, with his heavy-bladed kukri, the traditional curved fighting knife of the Gurkhas, would, with two blows, end the career and the life of Guatemalan Army Capitano José Biente, which was just as well, because the first blow would remove his left cheek and shatter his lower jaw, and he would not have looked much good on the plaza after that. Some 80 miles away, in a squalid flat on the first floor of a wooden clapboard house in Belize City, a 58-year-old man of very mixed origins waited and drank. His drink of choice was Gordon's gin, but that was expensive, so he made do with a cheaper variant, and early in the day he mixed it with water. By 3 o'clock he was drinking it neat, and by sundown on most days he was stone drunk. Like many very heavy drinkers, he hid it well. He could walk, talk, hold a conversation, if anyone would listen. But he remembered nothing the following day, often waking fully clothed. From the window in the flat he had rented 6 weeks before, he could see the port over the rooftops. The big grey bulk of the British ship was nowhere to be seen. She was scheduled in 3 days' time, but one could never tell. All he had to do was watch her loading and report her departure. Then he would get the second half of the money. Once, he had been a professional man, an architect, working in the sprawling metropolis of Mexico City. He had even been up north once to Los Angeles, but they had found him and thrown him out. In the last few years it had become worse, the drink. This money would give him a new start, back in Mexico, where he belonged. Maybe he could go back into his work, designing elegant buildings, not the electricity substations and dreary local police headquarters he had worked on before.